Shalom to all. Today we're going to be learning Yerushalmi Beit Zohar right at the beginning of Perek Gimel, and today's daf is sponsored by Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we're discussing the Isser of trapping. We know that one's not allowed to trap an animal or fish on Shabbos or Yom Tif, and over here we're going to see that if something's already considered trapped, so then if a person takes it, it's not considered trapping because it's already considered trapped. So Mishnah tells us as follows: Ein Sadin Dugim Na Bevarin. One's not allowed to trap fish from a bevar, which is like a fish pond of sorts, and that's because even though the fish are contained in the pond, still, they're able to run away from the person who's trying to get them. They can hide in little nooks and crevices and whatnot. Therefore, when he scoops a fish out, that's considered trapping. And furthermore, one's allowed to put food in front of them. Since he's not allowed to trap them, he's not allowed to take them. They're considered eino mina muchan. That makes them mukta. And we know that one's not allowed to go through the tircha feeding them if they're considered mukta. Aval, however, says Mishnah, tzadin chayav oifna bevarin, one is allowed to trap wild animals and birds from bevarin, which is like a corral or a pen of sorts. That's where they stay and where they're being raised because they're already considered trapped. That's the place where they are, so him taking them from this area is not considered trapping them. By that same token, he could give them food. Now, Rishim Gamlil says, "Lo kol bevarin shavin, not all bevarin are equal." And Zaklal, this is the rule: kol mechusar tzeda aser, v'shein mechusar tzeda mutter. If it's lacking trapping, then it's aser, and if it's not lacking trapping, then it's mutter. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah: "Ein tzadin dag mechulu." Amar Chinon, he tells us, "Masisa dila k'Reb Yuda." The Mishnah is not like Reb Yuda. Tani Taman, we've Mishnah with them. Maseches Shabbos, Chafa v'Amalaf on top. Reb Yuda says, "Hatzad tzipur lemigdal utzvila bayis chayev." If a person traps a bird into a closet or a deer into a house, he's chayev. That's because now they're stuck. They can't get out. And so he's chayev for trapping. And that's mashma holaginu lebevarin potter. That if he chases a deer, for example, into a garden or into a bevar, he's potter because it's not considered trapping it. So we clearly see our Mishnah Zak Reb Yuda because our Mishnah says that one is allowed to take a wild animal from a bevar, which means that it's considered trapped there. Whereas Reb Yuda says that if he chases the animal into the bevar and he closes the door, so he's potter, meaning it's not considered trapped. Trap there, so clearly Amish is not Reb Yuda. We have an important gear set change over here. We're going to skip the next 3.5 lines and go to where the Gemara says Machalfa Shitasin Durabanon. It turns out that since our Mishnah is not Reb Yuda, it must be Durabanon. So that means that we have a steer and Shitas Rabanon. Why is that? Because we have Mishnah over there. This is the same Mishnah Maseches Shabbos. V'chamar L'chamim say that Tzipur L'Migdol. If he traps a bird in a migdol in a closet or Utzvi L'Gino L'Chatzol L'Bevarim, a deer inside a gina, a chatzor or a bevarin, it is considered trapping. Utanina, but what do we learn? Our Mishnah Avot Tzad. The one is allowed to take a chai or oif from a bevar and give food to them. Now, what's that mashma? Halagino l'chatzer loy. That's also to take a wild animal from a gino or chatzer because they're not considered trapped over there. But it's a clear steer to Shitas Chachamim in the Mishnah and Shabbos that if he chases an animal into a gino or chatzer and closes the door, then he's chai for trapping. How do we explain the steer? The answer is kan mechatzer makura, kan mechatzer she'ein makura. One's talking about a roofed chatzer, one's talking about not a roofed chatzer. If it's a roofed chatzer, it's considered trapping, or if it's already in there, it's already considered trapped, so there's no problem taking it. Whereas if it's not a roofed chatzer, so then it's a problem of trapping. As more of a tanina, and the Mishnah says gina, and is chamemar gina makura, are you able to say that a gina is roofed? There's no such a thing as a roofed gina. And the answer is, you're right, elakan migdala kan biktana. Really, the difference between our Mishnah and the Mishnah and Shabbos is referring to a large one or small one. When it's a small gina, so if an animal's already in there, it's already considered trapped, and if an animal's not in there yet, and he chases it in, and he closes the door, so then it's considered trapping it. Whereas if it's large, so it's not considered trapped in there, therefore he would not be able to take it out on Yom Tif. And by that same token, if he chases it in and closes the door, it's not considered trapped. We continue. Rav Ula Amar, Rav Ula says the bone kumir of Acha, they ask in front of Rav Acha, Ma Nisni, shouldn't we teach as follows in the Mishnah? Kol hamechusar tzeda chayiv v'she'en hamechusar tzeda potter. Then if it's mechusar tzeda, he's chayiv, or if it's ein hamechusar tzeda, he's potter, because that's what the lashon of the Mishnah on Shabbos is. It used a lashon of chayiv and potter, whereas our Mishnah is using a lashon of aser and mutter. And if we're equating these two Mishnayos as we just did, we explained how these two Mishnahs are not associated with each other, so then why don't we use the same Lashon of Chayiv and Pater in our Mishnah, as opposed to using Lashon of Aser and Mutter? So Amrulain, he told them, and here we have a big Yersa change as well, V'loibi Yomtif and Ankaimin, aren't we talking about Yomtif? Our Mishnah is referring to Yomtif, and you can't use Lashon of Chayiv and Pater on Yomtif. Regarding Shabbos, where we're dealing with an Isra Dai Raisa, that if a person did B'shaigig, he'd be Chayiv Achatos, so that's why the Mishnah in Shabbos used the Lashon of Chayiv and Pater. As opposed to Yomtif, he wouldn't be Chayiv Achatos anyway, so we don't use the Lashon of Chayiv and Pater, Chafafamesa on top. Rather, we use a lashon of kol mechusar tzeda aser v'she'en mechusar tzeda mutter. Now we continue discussing this, further clarifying this din of trapping an animal that's already in a bevar. Amar Shmuel Achad Rebrechia kol shu mechusar nishbim mechusar tzeda v'she'en mechusar nishbim ein mechusar tzeda. If it's lacking traps in order to be able to catch it, so then that's considered mechusar tzeda. Whereas if it's not lacking traps, then it's not mechusar tzeda. In other words, even if an animal is contained in a corral or this bevar or some sort of enclosure, if he still needs to use a trap in order to be able to catch it, so that's called mechusar tzeda, and he's not allowed to catch it. But if it doesn't need that, if he could kind of just walk in there and take it, so then it's not mechusar tzeda. In other words, it's already considered trapped, and he's allowed to take it on Yom Tov. Another din, shechten min hanegarim, ve'ein shechten lo min hamechmaris, lo min hamitzudais. A person's allowed to shechten an animal from negarim, which is another way of describing a bevar. Negarim are like shallow ditches or little rivulets of water that were dug for the animals that were in the bevar, and therefore if an animal's in this area, they're already considered trapped. Therefore, they're muchan, and he's allowed to shechten Yom Tov. However, an animal that was just in a regular trap, which is a michmar or a mitzuda, two different types of traps, if it was found in there on Yom Tov, he's not allowed to shecht it because it's very possible that it was caught on Yom Tov, and then that means it's not menamuchan. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Bun says, B'shem Ravimi, he just clarifies what's the difference between a michmar and a mitzuda. B'mitzadata de shisya, a mitzuda is a type of trap which is made only with a shesi, meaning the way that it was woven is that it only has the strings going down, not with the erev going across, and that's the difference between a michmar and a mitzuda. Another thing about trapping, Shmuel Amar, he says, sadhu bepitas, a person could trap or really just take a fish out of a barrel. This one, he has a large barrel that has fish in it, so it's really very easy. He just scoops a fish out of it. That's not considered trapping at all, as opposed to when he has a fish pond, like we mentioned in the Mishnah, that's a problem, because again, even though the fish is contained within the pond and can't escape anywhere outside of it, still, it's difficult to catch it. It could hide in all the cracks and crevices, and therefore it's usur, but once again, in the barrel, it's easy to catch it. Now, Rav Amar, he says, sukhr de nahara shari, taking a fish from a dammed up river is permitted. That's when he blocked up the beginning and the end of it, so the fish are totally contained in this area that he had blocked up. And this is talking about where it's very narrow and shallow, so it's easy to catch the fish, and they really have nowhere to swim and hide. And Amar Yudon, he further clarifies this case, buhu de tasim, that's referring to where the river was blocked up with metal plates, not with like dirt or wood, because then technically the fish could escape through those areas. If it's blocked up with metal plates, then the fish are totally contained in this area that was blocked up and would be permitted to take fish from there on Yom Tov. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up more, continue to discuss trapping with Halacha Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.